You actually got a scholarship to Yale, didn't you?
Yeah. Mr. Brackman was the one that recommended me. He knew the dean of the art school at Yale, and he said, "Now, I never got an art degree, and I want you to get an art degree. Now, we're going this next weekend." Mr. Brackman lived in Connecticut near Yale. He lived in Lyme, Connecticut.
Scholarship to Yale is a pretty big deal. Didn't follow that through?
No. Well,
why?
I went up there, and I wanted to see the art classes. They took me to a couple of the studios, and I saw what they were doing. And I said, "Mr. Brackman, I'm not going to come here. They're teaching your last night's nightmare." This was after the Second World War. It was the beginning of the abstract. And that's when the art schools were starting to eliminate the basic fundamentals of drawing, painting, and picture making. And they were bringing these people in that were teaching, well, just do your thing, what you feel. I was in the class. I happened to walk into this one, and the professor was giving an assignment, and he wasn't going to be back for about 2 months. So he assigned these things to paint, no instruction, and then he'll be back to critique him in a couple of months. And I said, "Whoa, no, I've been studying since I was 9 years of age." And I said, "I know what I want, and mainly I know what I need in my field, and this is not it. You're going to turn down that scholarship?" And I said, "Yep." The only guy that I know that came out of there that became a very successful guy, he was a member of the American Watercolor Society, where I became a member, which was quite an honor. There's only about 300 of us in the country. He became a very successful egg painter, like Andrew Wyeth worked in egg tempera. And how he got the background going through that Yale school, but that happens.